What up, everybody? It's your boy Chingo Bling right now. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Danny Cortez Podcast, because that's how we doing it. You know what I'm saying? We podcasting it out. So if you're listening on the treadmill, if you're listening in traffic, I hope you have a good day. Get your coffee, sip it, and enjoy the show. Danny Cortez Podcast. Por favor, believe it. Sas.
The Danny Cortez Show Podcast begins now.
In a world where everything seems like bad news, I have good news. The Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy have been deemed essential workers. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a WTF story on the Danny Cortez Show. I'm Danny Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
As a parent, I understand the worry. If your kids are stressed that COVID-19, this pandemic, means they won't get their annual visit from the Easter Bunny, tell them, don't worry. Don't fret, because the Easter Bunny and Tooth Fairy work hard to bring cheer to children all over the globe. They've been deemed essential workers. Boys and girls all over, you don't have to worry another day. So happy.
And the Easter Bunny's going to come to your house in a full hazmat suit, so.
Automatic.
I'm just kidding.
To make sure he doesn't spread COVID-19? Yes.
There was the other, do you guys see the other letter that came out from the Tooth Fairy's office?
No, what did they say?
Depending on certain parts of the country where you may be, she may not be able to get to you for a couple months.
Oh, I understand.
So, understand that, kids. If the Tooth Fairy doesn't make it your way now, she's probably practicing her social distancing
as well. So she'll be back in a couple months. Hold on to that tooth.
I mean, reaching under pillows right now is risky business.
You're right. So hold on to your tooth, because she might not be able to get to you. I get it. Well, this was actually a press release all over the world. We all know now that the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy are good. And although you may not see the Easter Bunny, you might see him in certain instances, but you might not see him like you normally do. He's working hard behind the scenes, delivering as many baskets as possible. But you should also do your work, boys and girls, and make the eggs at home, because they need some help this year. The Easter Bunny needs some help.
So Santa sent the word out that it was okay for the Easter Bunny to go in. You know, he's in charge of all this stuff.
I didn't know he's in charge of Magical Land.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, they had to do something after the leprechaun from St. Patrick's Day didn't follow CDC guidelines, got a little drunk, went to a Post Malone concert, and just ruined it for the rest of us, y'all.
That leprechaun is always causing trouble.
Which is why he's not an essential employee. He didn't make the cut. We'll be right back with more of the Danny Cortez Show. That's your WTF story. Remember, tell your kids don't worry. The Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy are essential employees. We'll be right back.
The Danny Cortez Show Podcast.
I had a woman send me a message on Instagram, and she is very upset because her boyfriend wants to attend a big Easter family function when we should all be in self-quarantine. It's one confession time here on the Danny Cortez Show. I'm Danny Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony H.
She said what started out as a little disagreement has turned into a full-fledged fight between the two of them. His parents are having a family gathering. It's Easter, y'all, this weekend. Everybody is talking about family. How are we going to go through the holiday without seeing the people we love the most? And she's like, I need help. I asked her to be on the radio. She's like, nah, we listen. I can't do that. So I said, don't worry, I'll take your story to the airwaves, because I'm getting a ton of messages about this particular holiday.
And I feel like this is a problem a lot of families across America are going to be hit with this weekend, right?
If I can get my mom not to go to church, you can stay home. My mom goes to church every damn day.
Oh, you really? Can't say church every damn day.
Well, she does. She goes to church literally. Does she not go to church every
day? She does, DJ Automatic, yes.
And she has not been going to church during this time. So if she cannot go to church, you cannot go to church.
Yeah, but we're not.
You cannot go to your family gathering. You can stay home and take care of your family and the rest of America at the same time.
But I feel like you're talking to her husband or her boyfriend, and what should she do? Should she tell him that?
That's what she's been telling him. And he's not listening. He doesn't want to listen. I want to see my family. I want to go see my mom and dad. And she's like, well, then obviously you don't love them. You don't love them then.
There you go.
Because you are freaking wanting to expose them, possibly.
Well, FaceTime them. Skype. Dude, they got Zoom. You can literally bring the whole family together. If you have internet and you have a phone, you guys can all come together for Easter.
And the beauty on that is you get to eat on your own schedule.
There you go.
You don't have to wait for the food to be ready. Because if you're like my family, Easter is running late every single year.
And you get to watch what you want to watch.
Man, Mexican Christmas and Easter always. We're going to eat at noon. Dude, at 6 o'clock. It's
you've never been to a Chicano Easter if you haven't hunted eggs at nighttime. All right? If you haven't been out there with the flashlight at the park, like, mijo, where's the dollar? Where's the dollar egg?
You
haven't
been in. The phones are ringing. 833-DATA-SHOW. What do you think that this couple should do?
I'd say they should stay home, honestly. It's getting crazy out there.
It is. It's the whole world. The whole world is being asked to not go around other people, to just self-quarantine with the people you live with, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So I have a couple of suggestions for this couple. I understand you miss your family. I miss my mom so badly. She calls me every day. We already talk every day, but now she's getting to the point where she tells me, Mija, I miss you. I'm so lonely. You know, I'm getting bored at home. And I have to remember that me remaining calm and telling her about the facts and sharing with her why it's so important that right now we maintain our distance is me showing her that I love her. If I just break down and say, come on over, Mom, she would.
She would. Your mom is a social little butterfly. And Aunt Adolfo hates to stay home, too.
Her husband, oh, man, they are traveling. They're constantly going to see family. They have stopped doing this because I continually share facts with them and tell them how much I love them and that this is important for their health and safety. So what solutions do I have for this couple and a probably a whole lot of other families. I'll share them with you when we come back. It's One Confession here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One confession comes from a woman who confesses she is very angry at her boyfriend because he wants to spend Easter Sunday with his parents, family, and a lot of friends gathering at that house. And she's like, we're supposed to be in self-quarantine. No, no, no. The Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I want to go to the phone lines immediately before I give you my solutions because I want to know what people think. This is a hard one. You've got a family.
It's not hard.
It is hard. DJ Automatic, no. Just because you don't...
Keep your in the house. That's how hard it is.
No, but it's not that easy when you have a family who's used to gathering.
If you really love them, you'll stay home so you can take care of them.
You're right, but it's easy for you to say because even when you live near your family, you hardly ever visited them.
There's FaceTime. There's Zoom. There's Skype.
It's easy for you to say, like I said.
It's an easy problem to look at and say, here's the easy solution. But when a person's going through it, I think we owe something to this woman and give her like resolutions. Is it worth splitting up over?
I mean, exactly. That's why we're here to give solutions.
No, you know what? I mean, one solution is you can just tell them, go ahead, go. Just keep your over there for 2 weeks after.
Oh, see, that's hard drawing lines and stuff. 833 Dana Show. How would you handle this if this was your boyfriend?
I would not go.
So you think she should stay home? But what if he goes?
You know, everybody should know, stay home right now. At the end of the day, she's doing what's right.
Shouldn't he care more about his parents? Don't you think that's kind of selfish, too, to get around them? They're older. Like, that's not right. But they're lonely.
I know, but everybody is right now.
So what would you do?
I would stay home. That's what I've been doing, and I miss my parents.
But why are you staying home? You're doing it for them?
I'm doing it for them, yes.
Well, what would you do, Dana?
I know. What would you do?
What? This is no reason to break up with somebody. It is a reason to be angry, however, because it is extremely selfish to not sacrifice with one another. We're in here talking to people every day about losing their jobs because people aren't listening, not being able to buy groceries, pay rent, their mortgage, because people aren't listening. It's an incredible selfish act. If you don't listen, not only are you putting the health of your parents in jeopardy, you're putting other people's lives in jeopardy. And the economy is going to fall apart because we don't listen. And this is going to be prolonged because we don't listen.
So you're prolonging the problem.
Yes. The more and more we refuse to listen to what the experts are saying, the longer this will go on. The suffering will continue and people are dying. You don't want that to be your parents. Those numbers you see, 10,000, those are somebody's mom and dad, brothers and sisters. Those aren't just numbers. Those are real people. So my solution is plan a FaceTime or conference call. First Easter Sunday. I know a lot of people are extremely religious. This is an incredible day, right? If you believe in Jesus Christ, this is a day of family and gathering and faith. So plan that big FaceTime or conference call while you're on it. Eat together, do whatever virtually, Zoom, Skype, whatever. And then make big plans for a family get together after this is done. We are going to get through this. But while shelter in place is what the CDC recommends. It's what the doctors and scientists are telling us to do. This is the best way to do it. Trust me, you don't want to hurt your family. And by you being selfish, you're hurting our country. And this is people's lives we're talking about. Is it worth a breakup if he insists on doing it? Well, put his in the next bedroom for 14 days.
Okay, yeah, that was my next question. Is it, what do you do if he defies all those and still
goes? I'm not breaking it off, but I'm going to tell him how selfish he is and how thoughtless it is and that he really isn't thinking about his parents.
I mean,
this is a very short amount of time we're being asked to sacrifice.
Is it a reason not to break it off?
No, because you don't break it off. No.
I would personally break it off because that means you don't care about me and you don't care about my family. You don't care about our kid. You don't care.
I don't think it's worth breaking off.
And the benefit of breaking it off is you don't have to share toilet paper with that person.
Boom.
Anthony, you're wrong for that. Help us with these solutions, please. What do you suggest for this woman and many other families going through this exact situation? At Dana Cortez on Instagram, Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. The conversation continues on social media with your thoughts. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
DJ Automatic, Anthony A., I have a question for you both. Have you ever heard of Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippos, the cocaine hippopotamuses?
I have not.
Okay. Well, let me tell you the story and also some great news. The cocaine hippos in Colombia may be restoring their ecosystem. WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar left a legacy of crime and violence in his country. He had these hippos. Word is, he would feed people to the hippos.
What?
He liked having the hippos at his house. Yeah, he did a lot of things with these hippos. And the government didn't know what to do with them, so they set the hippos free.
Freedom!
Y'all know hippos are actually assholes, right?
They're
so territorial.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that he would have them swimming around his little grotto right there, protecting
getting rid of all the evidence. Well, they're also herbivores. And they're very much like the extinct giant llamas that used to live in the area. So the cocaine hippos are refurbishing the ecosystem in Colombia. They're actually doing really good for the land, for the environment.
And I'm sure they have plenty of energy because they ingested all the cocaine.
Don't get high on your own supply.
So all the experts basically are saying, even though the hippos don't perfectly replace any of these extinct species, they're kind of restoring parts of the jungle just by being there and living. So thank you, Pablo Escobar. At least you did something right.
Do you remember when they found the drug dealer's tiger in Houston?
Oh, yeah.
The fat tiger. Okay, so yeah, I do remember this story because it was a WTF story. The tiger was in a cage, and these two guys were smoking weed, and they went into this abandoned house, and they had to ask each other, am I hallucinating? Am I tripping? Or is this a tiger? The tiger was so fat that they had to carry the tiger out. It was definitely a Houston tiger. And it's quite obvious the drug dealer was probably feeding the tiger people that weren't paying their bills.
We don't know that for sure because...
How'd he get so fat?
I don't know how he got so fat. But we do know that a 24-year-old girl is the one who went and claimed the tiger from Houston authorities.
What?
And we all know that a 24-year-old girl has plenty of money to go buy a tiger and ship it to the United States.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
To pick up that big old fat tiger.
Somebody should got us some cocaine.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Automatic shared a story about a 9-year-old little boy who found $10, a $10 bill in our parking lot, refused to keep it. In fact, he had his grandfather contact the building manager to find whoever's money it is. And if not, he's donating it to his favorite charity. Is that not a beautiful story? And that's what we're doing right now and what guys think. Here on the Dana Cortez Show, we're spreading positivity, not coronavirus. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And Automatic also saw one of our good friends, Baby Bash, the OG, one of my favorites in hip hop.
Sugar, sugar, how you get so fly? Sugar, sugar, how you get so fly?
Doing something amazing on Twitter. He shared a story, first of all. Let's let him tell the story. He's on the line.
Hello.
Ronnie Ray, what's good?
Yo. Just quarantining.
just like the rest of us. How's the family? How's the family, the kids, everybody?
Good. Everybody's good. Sometimes it's like, wish we can go do something, but then we just got to relax and watch a movie, get on the computer. Kids are doing a lot of math work.
Okay, who helps them with the math work? Who helps them with their math?
What do you think?
Wait,
your mom, that's who I think.
Yeah.
Exactly. You got it right. Not me.
I know damn well. All right, so the reason that we're calling Baby Bash, you know, I saw you on Twitter. You know, right now there's a whole lot of negativity going on. There's a lot of sadness, and rightfully so. We should feel pain for families that are losing the people they love. Of course we want to feel that. But I also want to share some of the goodness that I'm seeing that's happening all over. And I saw it on your Twitter. You said, Bash, that you were going to forgive this month's rent for your tenants. Why did you decide to do that?
Let me start off with, I only rent out 3 houses. I just think that they needed a break. I didn't want them to, they had the pressure of having to pay rent, come up with the rent and scramble for rent when they could just buy food and go buy the sanitizers and toilet paper and all the essentials that they need and just don't worry about the rent this month. Maybe next month, hopefully if it gets better, maybe, but maybe I could take one more hit, you know, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I just think it's humanity. I just think if you got it and you could take the hit and you could still be good, then you might as well do it and help some people out, because desperate times call for desperate situations, man. And,
right.
We need to make sure that people use logic and stay in key with reality and don't do nothing stupid for money and just tear the whole life from the whole family apart. So I tweeted it and I put it on Instagram hoping that other people would follow suit, you know, and a couple of people hit me and said they did, that they let their tenants off on rent. But I'm sure there's a lot more that could do more. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of greedy people who don't care. You know, I've been there before, so I just think it was the right thing to do.
I love that you say that. Sometimes, too often, I see people who've been in a certain circumstance and they exit that situation. And after time goes by, they forget that, right? And I think it's important for us to never forget that struggle, the everyday struggle of just worrying about paycheck to paycheck life.
I also saw that you were sending out money on Cash App, and I saw a girl had sent you the wrong name on Cash App, and you sent that money to
Cash. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe that? Yeah. Right when I did my tweet, you know, I was feeling a given mood, and she said she needs grocery money. And so she sent the, on her tweet, she put the Cash App in, but she forgot to put the number 21 at the end of it, so we sent it to some other girl named Alexander Ray.
Ah.
Yeah.
But then Bash sent her some more money.
You still ended up getting
her
money?
Yeah. Wow. It was only 50. Altogether, it was $100. It was $50 for the person I don't know, and it was $50 for my follower on Twitter.
But $100 is a lot of money. That's you know, $50 for us is grocery for the week.
I was going to say, at this point, you're paying 4 mortgages and paying for people's groceries. I think you're doing your part.
Man, I'm trying, bro. I'm trying. You know, and that's not including the hit I took on my shows. I've lost about $120,000 in shows so far that got canceled. You know, that's crazy.
Oh, Bash, I don't have any DJ gigs in the foreseeable future right now, so I feel that pain.
Yeah, well, man, all the nightclubs, I can only imagine, bro. Dang, all the Vegas DJs, all the, man, it's crazy.
There are a lot of people hurting all over the country. You know, I want to get back to the story about the renters, your tenants. When we come back, the question I'm going to ask Bash is, how did they react when they found out they don't have to pay rent for the entire month of April? You've forgiven it. We continue this conversation when the Dana Cortez Show returns less than 5 minutes from right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of our favorite people in the world, Baby Bash, is inside the Dana Cortez Show.
Sugar, sugar, how you get so fly? Sugar, sugar, how you get so fly?
My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And he's on here because we spreading some positivity. Automatic told me that he, on Twitter, had, you know, just threw a little tweet out there that he was forgiving his tenants' rent for the entire month of April. No late fees, no rent, period. They don't have to pay it. And I just thought that was such a beautiful thing. I wanted to share that. We're getting a lot of negative news right now, and I don't want to disregard anybody who's lost someone to coronavirus. We are, of course, here for you. We're here to share information. But I also want to encourage one another, for us to be kind to each other and share these kind of stories. So let's continue this conversation with Baby Bash. What did they say when you told them you were forgiving the entire month? They were going to get to live rent-free.
They called me. They said they're going to be late, and I said, don't worry about it.
Oh, okay, I get it. They were asking you to let them pay later.
Can we wait a little while for the rent this month? You know, all the stuff got us on our heels, and I just said, man, don't even trip.
What was their reaction?
Thank you. Thank you so much, you know.
You know, behind the scenes, just to let you know, I've been there where I can't pay rent and you're just fearful of being homeless. I bet you there was a lot of conversation with one another when they hung that phone up. Dude, you saved a lot of stress and anxiety.
Two of the families have kids, one don't, and I just, you know, protect the kids at all costs.
Absolutely.
They were just real grateful. But they know me. They know kind of personal. They know how laid back and chill and just good natured is that I keep everything. It's bigger than, you know, people are giving me so much praise when I just feel it's not even such a big deal for me personally. You know, it's looking bigger from the outside, but for me, it's like, I just feel like the good thing to do, the right thing to do. You know, I got inspired. There was a guy in New York who had a whole big old apartment complex. It was way bigger than I have, but he had did it for his tenant. That's why I just thought, man, I could take this hit, you know?
You'll be okay. You and your family will be okay. So you're thinking of others as if they're your family.
I got another question for you, Bash. Are your dispensaries open right now?
Organic Prime, we shut down. We were essential, but my employees were nervous. My employees didn't really want to deal with people because they got panicked. And that's when I kind of like, okay, you know what? Let's shut this down for a minute.
On the note of the dispensary talk, it is April 20th, right? It's 420 all month long. Now, the old rule prior to social distancing and self-quarantining was puff, puff, pass.
Puff, puff, give. Puff, puff, give.
Now, Mr. Bash has the smoking nephew. Does the rule puff, puff, pass still go into play, or is it BYO blunt?
It's puff, puff, puff now. Puff, puff, puff. Everybody holds their own and rolls their own joint nowadays.
Let's go. Go. New America, baby.
Practice social distancing and catch the good vibes. That's why I did this. That's why I wanted to talk to you. You just shared you were inspired by somebody else doing good. Pay it forward. I'm a believer in whatever you put out, you getting back times 10. So careful what you put out there in the universe.
Exactamundo. And you know, to tell you the truth, Dana, I debated on posting it because I had just got off the phone with one of the tenants, and I told her, like, it's all good. Don't even trip. You don't got to pay. That's right when I tweeted it, and I was debating whether to tweet it because it's like filming yourself when you give the homeless money. You know, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It's like there's a lot of stuff I do that I don't film and don't put on Instagram because I feel it's like, I don't know if it's kind of corny that you do that, you know. But I just felt like the reason why I did tweet it and Instagram it was because hopefully since I was inspired by the guy in New York, someone would click and be in the same position and do that. It's not like I did it for praise. I was doing it for hopefully someone else in the situation.
Anybody out there who's listening, Bash didn't ask me to call. I call Bash because I want to spread the good vibes. I want to hopefully inspire other people to do good things. That is a good deed. You know, it's about paying forward, caring about one another as family. So, Bash, thank you so much for taking the time. And no, you didn't ask for any shine. We're giving you the shine. I appreciate you.
Okay, I'll take it. Woo! Thank you, guys.
Spreading positivity and love, not coronavirus, right here on the Dana Cortez Show. Stay home, stay safe, and if you want to share these good vibes with people you know, please go to Dana Cortez Show on Facebook or at Dana Cortez or Instagram. We'll post this story because I think we need more positivity, and we'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A mayor in Illinois ordered police to crack down on social gatherings. We're all supposed to be in self-quarantine. And the police found his wife at a bar. The mayor's wife was at the bar.
What?
WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Let me back it up and explain what this mayor said. People were out. He'd already warned and pleaded with residents last week, follow the state stay-at-home order. Officers kept reporting people they're not listening. They're going to the bars. They're hanging out at, you know, the park. They're just communing everywhere, spreading coronavirus. And he's like, well, these are serious times. So it calls for serious action. If you see anyone out and about and they're not practicing safe social distancing, you arrest them. So the cops showed up at the bar, and the mayor's wife was partying it up.
Oh, no.
How was the bar even open, though?
Because people aren't following instructions. They're just ignoring what the government and the CDC is asking of them.
I bet you if they pulled their liquor license, they'd listen.
Unfortunately, the only thing that got pulled off was her wedding band that night.
Oh, did they? Did he divorce her already?
Well, no, but obviously if she was out being a little promiscuous lady during quarantine, she's
first
not the
of
most
all,
faithful
you
man.
You say nothing about being promiscuous.
She's just an alcoholic.
What about it? You don't know any of that.
If you're going to the bar during quarantine, I promise you have a problem with alcohol.
This was at 1 o'clock in the morning. The police chief found out that the mayor's wife was inside the bar, called the mayor and said, "What do you want me to do?" And the mayor said, "I instructed the police chief to treat her as he would any citizen violating the stay-at-home order and to ensure that she received no special treatment. You will go to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $100. Wasn't just the mayor's wife, though, that the cops picked up. There were several other individuals all hanging out inside Hiram's Tavern, having a good old time, taking shots and drinking beer.
So what did he say about putting his wife in jail, though?
He released a statement. He said, "I'm embarrassed by my wife's actions. My wife is an adult capable of making her own decisions. And in this instance, she exhibited a stunning lack of judgment. Now she's facing a $2,500 fine and 364 days in jail."
They actually interviewed her and she said, "Can we extend it to 366 days?
That's your WTF story. We'll be back with more of the Dana Cortez Show less than 5 minutes from right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of Anthony A's good friends ended up with coronavirus. Young, healthy dude.
Yep.
And ended up hospitalized. He's going to talk to us right now about what happened. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Welcome to your Friday.
Yeah, so my homie David Caninda, who I grew up playing AAU basketball with. We've been playing basketball together since middle school. He actually went on to play basketball at the University of Fort Lewis.
Oh, so he's a real baller. Player. He's an in-shape dude. Like, he knows what's up.
I mean, here's the crazier thing now. Is like, by profession, he owns his own gym. So he's a private
trainer.
He's a private trainer. So very, very fit dude. And I've seen him posting that he is going through his COVID experience. So I wanted to talk to him about it.
I'm so glad, David, that you decided to join us. Can you please share with us and everybody who's listening your first symptoms?
So my first symptoms was a headache, vomiting, nausea. I got the chills. Chills was the first thing that came. So I got the chills and it was so bad that I had to go jump in the shower, and after I jumped in the shower, that's when I started vomiting.
Oh my gosh! So you were you suspected, you were like, "There's no way I have coronavirus." So you thought you had a stomach bug or something.
Yeah, I really thought like I told my friend that I had food poisoning.
Okay,
so I thought it was food poisoning until it came back the next night, and it was the same thing: headache and vomiting. And then Sunday, I felt like I was okay, but I started developing like a little cough. That's where a friend who's a nurse had told me that I should go get tested for coronavirus. And no one around me had symptoms either, so I wasn't really worried about it until the day I actually went to go get tested, and that was on a Monday.
How did you get the test? Who did you call or where did you go?
So I actually lucked out, and my friend who's a nurse gave me a hotline, and it was actually the first day, and I was like one of the first people who called to get a drive-by testing. It was the first day they were doing drive-by testing.
Right, so you went, you got tested. How long did it take to get the results?
It took me about a couple days to get the results, but I ended up actually in the hospital before my test results came in. I had to go to the hospital.
So, David, those symptoms progressed from vomiting and chills. What was the next symptom that you, and then a little cough, what happened next?
So, what happened next was when the cough came, was where, because everything else was still there, the headache, the vomiting, everything else was still there, but now the cough was being added and the shortness of breath. And that's when I started, when I was up vomiting and I couldn't catch my breath So I decided to go to the hospital.
You were having shortness of breath. You were having trouble breathing, and that scared you.
Yeah, that scared me because I was dry heaving. At that point, like, I hadn't eaten since Friday, so there was nothing to throw up except for, like, the very little water that I had. So that's where I was like, I actually wanted to go to the hospital because I thought I was too dehydrated.
Right.
And by that point, I couldn't breathe, and I just thought it was because of the cough. So I'm popping cough drops like Skittles. And I ended up going to the hospital, and they were like, "Yeah, man, like, these cough drops aren't really going to help you that much because you have a double pneumonia, which is probably from from having coronavirus. And that was before my test came in.
When you are talking about this, I want people to really understand that a lot of people's symptoms are different, right? It starts, you hear headache, you hear vomiting, diarrhea, chills, fever, you hear all these things. And what happens with coronavirus is it weakens your lungs. And something else, I'm so glad you were smart enough to go to the hospital, because these terrible stories of young people thinking they just have a cold or something, dying alone in their apartments. Now people are being found alone in their apartments, including nurses who are on the front lines, not thinking that they want to go to the hospital because I'm like, I can handle this. You are so smart to have called the hospital, dude, because that's scary.
Here's the thing, to put it really in perspective for people out there. My friend David Kenyenda, personal trainer right now.
Very strong, healthy, fit, right?
Millennial man.
Yeah.
Best mid-range jumper I've ever had the privilege to play basketball with. Okay, I didn't do too much myself, but, you know, Dave was nice. So to hear him talk about it and hear how much it took an impact on your body, did you lose weight during this whole thing too, Dave?
Oh, man. Did I lose weight?
Hold on, David. Hold on. Before you answer that question, let's take a quick break, because I also want to ask you if you have a message to anyone who's thinking about celebrating Easter outside their home with friends or family. We continue the conversation with David, super healthy young dude who got coronavirus, ended up in a hospital. We continue that convo next here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Good friend of Anthony A's, who's young. He's a basketball player. Dude owns a gym, super fit. Anthony, does this man have a six-pack?
Oh, even worse, he has those little oblique muscles that go, oh, you know those
He's
ones.
He's got the D'Angelo thing.
Those things,
super
dude.
Super fit guy gets COVID-19, ends up in the hospital not once, twice, and he's sharing with us the story of his recovery. Thank goodness he made it, and he's able to share this story with the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And if you're just turning the radio on, the last question that I think you asked him, Anthony A, was, did you lose weight? The conversation continues now with David.
Oh, man. Did I lose weight? Yeah, I lost about 25 pounds.
What? Whoa. Well, yes, think about it. He can't eat. He can't keep anything in. Stuff's coming out from both ends.
I was actually surprised when I went to the hospital. The first time I went to the hospital, because I went twice. But the first time I went to the hospital, and they weighed me. And they weighed me in kilograms. And, like, I know my weight in kilograms. And I looked, and I was like, I had to step back on the scale to see if it was the right weight. And I actually asked the people at the hospital if it was right, and they were like, yeah, it's right. And at that point I realized, I'm like, man, like, I'm really sick, because that was about halfway through and I had lost about like 15 pounds.
My god.
So
David, did they admit you into the hospital the first time you went?
They did admit me, but they released me pretty quickly because I didn't want to stay in the hospital. They basically gave me the choice to stay as long as I wanted to, but if the symptoms got worse, that I should come back. And the symptoms definitely got worse from that point.
So when you went home, they got worse and you went back. Did they admit you a second time?
No, the second time they wanted to, but they basically told me that they could only watch me at that point, because the only thing that was going on at that point was me being dehydrated. But they basically said the pneumonia has to run its course. And so they just gave me like some stuff to kind of treat some of the symptoms that I was having, like the motion sickness, the nausea, the vomiting, and the pneumonia. So they gave me like a bunch of stuff, and they were basically like, all we could really do is just kind of watch you and take x-rays of your chest and make sure that the pneumonia is not spreading.
Some people might not think this is serious. We've had so many people say, it's like the flu. It's just like a regular cold. Anybody, you're going to be fine. What is your message to them? Since you're healthy, incredibly fit, young, what's your message to anyone who says these things? Don't worry, you'll be fine.
I used to say the same thing too, actually. And I actually was telling people I'm not worried about it because I never had the flu. And if I have never caught the flu, that I can't catch the coronavirus. So I was actually one of those people. And I can tell you one thing, it is not like the flu at all. Like, I thought on a Tuesday night that I was going to die alone on my bathroom floor, be when I couldn't catch my breath. And I can tell you that this is not like a common cold. It's not the flu. And it's been already 3 weeks and I'm just now getting back to myself. and it lasts a long time. It's not something that you want. And I'm the reason that saved me was me being healthy and me having stronger lungs than most is the one thing that saved me. But even with that, like, I thought I was going to die. I've never been this sick in my life. I've had the common cold, but this is something different. This is not something that an older person or somebody who has respiratory issues could survive, honestly.
I'm just glad that you made it, and I'm glad you're here to tell that story, because I want people to stay home for their loved ones and for us, for one another, right? We want to love each other like family during this time. You saying that, being as healthy and fit as you are, I don't want anybody to have to ever fear for their life like that.
If you had one message to people that are thinking about going to grandma's house for Easter, what would that be?
Stay home.
Okay.
Just think about your... And even if you make it through, like I made it through, even if you make it through, this is not something that grandma or grandpa would have a great chance of surviving. So just stay home. Think about the bigger picture.
David, thank you so much. 3 weeks later, this healthy young man is still recovering. I am so grateful that you talked to us, and I'm so happy that you're alive and well. Thank you for sharing the story, because it's going to help a lot of people. Hey, God bless you, man. Thank you so much, David. We appreciate you, Dave.
Appreciate y'all.
I'm so grateful for David calling in and sharing that real, you know, story about himself, because I keep seeing so many people on Instagram, but especially Facebook, just spreading misinformation. And these are lives we're talking about. If you have a man like this, who Anthony just showed a picture of, I welcome you to go see this man's picture. None of us in this room have ever been as fit and healthy as this man. Go to at Dana Cortez on Instagram. If you're on Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. If he was scared for his life, trust me, most of us probably would be scared for our lives.
I didn't see his picture.
Lives.
Let me see him.
Oh, show DJ Automatic the picture.
You want to see the big homie, huh? Hold on.
He lost 25 pounds and he feared for his life. He thought he was going to die alone in his bathroom because he couldn't catch his breath. This guy?
Look, dog, here's his picture.
What? That guy's arms are bigger than my legs.
Exactly. And you've got big legs, DJ Automatic.
Yeah, it was really alarming because, Dave's one of the most healthiest people I know and one of my friends, and I've known him for a really long time. I was one of those people like, do you guys really know anybody who has it and this and that?
Yes.
And until Dave told me that he was fearful for his life, so.
It's unfortunate that eventually we'll probably all know someone who had it. Let's just hope that they all come out of it. And let's stay home for the people we love, one another. This is the conversation I need you to share on social media with friends, with your loved ones. Dana Cortez Show on Facebook, Instagram, at Dana Cortez. The conversation continues online. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Good friend of mine who happens to be a single woman. You know, I hear from her maybe once a month. Coronavirus quarantine, she's calling me every single day. SOS Sick is Single. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
TJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And I love my girl, Mindy. I do. I love her.
You just airing her out, huh?
Because I love her, and she knows I love her. She's one of my best friends in the world. She knows things about me. I know things about her. But she's lonely. It's gotten past, I want to go on a virtual date. Oh, I'm talking to my ex. It's like, I'm just bored.
It's just her and her dog in her apartment.
Yes.
It's a tough time to be single. There was an article recently where Gayle King was even talking about the struggles.
Oprah's BFF?
Oprah's BFF is going through it. She's having struggle in being the third wheel. So you know the rest of us are.
Yes.
Do you get lonely?
For me, it doesn't really, since the quarantine has been in play, right, or since we've been following these social distancing rules, it doesn't really hit me till the weekend, till like Friday evening when I don't have nowhere to go or nothing to do. That's when I kind of get lonely and bored. So I'll say Saturday morning is a dark hour for me.
Because you wake up and you're like, I can't really go anywhere.
Yeah,
I can't go hang out with
Lord
friends.
Lord knows we're keeping you busy during the week.
We're working more now than we ever have. You know, we really are. So thank you all to this incredible team for, you know, keeping us on air and making sure we're feeding the people the information that you need.
But I do have, like, society blue though. Because right now, it's no longer appropriate to invite a hookup over, right?
No.
That breaks social distancing rules.
Not.
I don't have a girlfriend, so now I'm stuck in self-isolation by default.
Unless you're working. Unless you're here with us.
Premium Pornhub is free right now.
That's a good thing. Shout out to the great people over there. That's a great thing.
I'm sure you're bored with that too by now. I was like, how much of that can you do? And not just that, Anthony A's been throwing like... Anthony A's been throwing little side shade. I'm like, he's sick of us.
I mean, I'm sick of us. And I'm us. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Mindy calling all the time, it's a nice little break for you from us.
Thanks,
you have to
DJ Automatic.
Well, I mean, Dana, we spend every damn hour together. Now we're spending every minute together.
I do slight shade casting, but you guys should see the amount of shade that gets cast when one of you guys walk out the room.
So what can you do if you're just bored out of your mind? Three simple solutions, whether you're SOS sick of single or you're just sick of us, meaning you and your partner. You're just tired of the we, like DJ Automatic just referenced. We'll share them with you next. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Love my single girlfriend, Mindy, who used to call me at least once a month to catch up on life. Now she's calling me once a day to catch up on nothing. Self-quarantine's got everybody bored. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. It's SOS Sick of Single. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Baby, just turn the radio on. Automatic actually turned to our BFF Anthony A and asked him, are you lonely? Are you bored? And I mean, we're working real hard. We work probably more now than we ever have. But you did say Saturday morning something about that, Anthony A. You wake up, you're like, this is boring.
Yeah, for me, I guess comic by trade, right? In person and hosting gigs and stuff like whatnot, being out and everything. It really, the self-isolation really hits harder for me on Saturdays, the weekends, Sunday nights when I'm usually out working or doing gigs where I'm surrounded by a lot of people.
Well, if you came to the DJ Automatic Quarantina Wine Mixer on Saturday nights, not the Catalina Wine Mixer, it's the DJ Automatic Quarantina Wine Mixer on Saturday nights, you would be entertained.
Are you talking about you live DJing in the
room? I'm talking about me DJing live on Instagram and Facebook.
Isn't it wild how the tables have turned? Where I used to be the one asking you to get me into the club, and now you're like, hey, man, come watch me.
Can you come to my hangout?
It's really become a fun thing. We did Facebook this past weekend, and that's one of the things I was going to say. If you're bored, you know what? Open up your Facebook Saturday night, and whether it's DJ Automatic or one of your friends who's a DJ, watch their live. Automatic is right. We're having the Quarantina Wine Mixer, not to be confused with a Catalina Wine Mixer.
Catalina Wine Mixer.
So it's been fun. We grab a bottle of wine and we have a good time. It really is. And people were thanking us like, you know what? We're bored out of our minds. Not just single people, couples.
This is just, people who are just fed up with the time that they have in their hands, right?
We are actually attending a Zoom birthday party tonight.
Ooh. Which is another thing you can do. Have yourself a little Zoom soiree with your friends. My girl Mindy said, should we have like a Zoom brunch? I'm like, let's do it, girl.
I got it, guys. It's finally hit me. You know what I need to do? I need
to start
coordinating my first ever Instagram Live open mic.
You should do
That's what I need to do. Like an open mic comedy acoustic set thing. Instead of bringing rappers on,
you just bring comedians
Bring comedians on. Bring people who want to perform.
I love it.
Yes. Thank you guys for inspiring me to do something with all this free time.
And then finally, if you're bored, why don't you learn something? Don't waste this time. I'm not kidding you. Don't waste this time. Just binge watching a series, Tiger King or Ozark, whatever else. I want you to give yourself a gift. Learn a new language. Read a book. Give yourself the gift of elevating your mind. Have you ever had this much time to do something good for yourself?
No, but do you know what I'm going to do this weekend besides the Quarantina Wine Mixer on Saturday night?
What?
I am going to start a salsa garden.
Look at all these activities we're doing.
Activities! So much room for activities!
Because your schedules are clean because of social distancing, right? We have nothing else to do. All
right. That's right.
So, wait, Dana, are you going to do a new hobby?
Obviously, I'll be taking care of the damn garden because you know he won't be.
What are you talking about? I'm Mr. Green Thumb.
We'll go live planting our salsa garden on Instagram at Dana Cortez. Fun. And then join us for the Quarantina Wine Mixer Saturday night on DJ Automatic's Facebook page.
Pow!
We love you. Stay home. Stay healthy. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Easter Sunday is upon us, and although the Easter Bunny is deemed essential, you should still not be gathering at the park this Easter Sunday.
Or at your grandma's house.
But what do you do if your husband says he's going to go regardless of what you think? Let's get right into that right now. Let's welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, and during our one confession, Dana actually got a call from a listener, a woman, who said that her boyfriend or husband, I kind of forget.
I think it was her boyfriend,
was adamant about going to his mother's house for Easter to celebrate with the family. And I feel this is a problem a lot of people are going to be hit with over the weekend.
Yes, I think that just talking to, you know, some of my family members, they were contemplating getting together, and then I put an end to that one. I was nope. For what? We got Zoom, we got Skype, we can all hang out.
We did a very good job of pointing out the reasons why she shouldn't go, why they shouldn't go to this family gathering, right? And obviously because it just breaks every social distancing rule that we as Americans should be abiding by.
Abiding by.
But let's talk about the benefits of not having to hang out with your family on Easter Sunday. Well, number one, if you don't have kids, you're not going to be around them. I hate that part about Easter as a man with no children, dog, having to be around 12 hyperactive kids just so I can get a to-go plate. I don't want to do that. So number one benefit, I don't have to put up with my cousin's annoying children. Automatic?
I like kids. I can't agree with you on
okay,
that
one. You got anything else? What's another good benefit about not seeing your family on Easter Sunday?
Well, it is the fourth month of the year, and okay, it is 2020. So it technically makes the whole month 420. So guess what you can do? You can keep your ass in the house and partake all day long, and then you'll just forget it's even Easter.
Hold up. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hey!